You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode of Seedlings. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and praise God. Boys and girls, what do all good days begin with? A prayer. Repeat after me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today. So that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. We love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the Bible story of Jesus calming the storm. Jesus and his friends, the disciples, met by a lake one day. They were going to go fishing together. Creak, creak! The fishing boat rocked as Jesus put one leg over the side of the boat and pulled himself in. Follow me, Jesus said to his disciple friends. One by one, they climbed into the boat. Finally, they pushed off from shore. Jesus' friends talked and laughed in the boat. They told stories about all the fish that they caught on this lake. What's your best fishing trip, Jesus? One of his friends asked. But Jesus did not answer. He was sound asleep. Gray clouds came into the sky and pushed out the sun. The boat rocked harder now. The first raindrops came plop, plop. The disciples held their cloaks around them as if the rain fell harder. Brr, the rain was cold and the wind was blowing strong against their skin. Waves came over the top of the boat. Splash! Lightning flashed all around the boat. Thunder cracked. Jesus' friends yelled, "We shouldn't be out here on the lake! How could Jesus sleep?" Flashes of light and gusts of wind came every second. Jesus' friends couldn't wait any longer. They shook Jesus awake. "Help us! Help us, Jesus!" they cried. Jesus opened his eyes and saw the fear on their faces. "Why are you so afraid?" he asked. Jesus stood up in the boat and lifted his arms. "Peace, be still." In an instant, waves lay down on the lake. "Shh!" Clouds made space for the sun. The raindrops stopped, and there was a silence instead of thunder. Jesus' friends stared at each other. "Did you see that?" they said. "Jesus saved us. We're alive. We survived. Thank you, Jesus." Boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that Bible story.
Upon the waters, the great unknown.
girls. Now we're going to listen to the five-finger prayer of Pope Francis. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
The five-finger prayer. Thumb. Your thumb is the closest to you. Pray for those closest to you, your loved ones. For example, mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather. Who will you pray for? Pointer. The pointer finger reminds us of those who instruct. Pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal. For example, teachers, doctors, and ministers. Who will you pray for? Tallest. The tallest finger reminds us of our leaders, those who are in charge. Pray for important leaders in your life. For example, officers and school principal. Who will you pray for? Ring. Did you know that the ring finger is our weakest finger? Pray for those who are weak, poor, in trouble, or sick. Who will you pray for? Pinky. The pinky is the smallest finger. Pray for your needs last, because your prayers should be more about others. What will you pray for? Palm. Give thanks for all of the blessings you have been given. What are you thankful for?
Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving me your all. When I grow up, I will still be serving you. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I'll never forget you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Boys and girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Great! Can you stomp your feet? for the Son, Jesus Christ. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome. And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're going to play our final song, and we want you to wiggle.
Water, you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God.
Girls, in every storm in life, when things aren't always our way, we always have to trust Jesus, because just like the disciples who are in a boat and the waves are crashing and the storm was coming in, Jesus was sleeping because he was asking them to trust him, because Jesus can calm all storms in life. It was so nice to be here with you all today. Until next time, I'm Monica. Bye. You have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.